about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. 5 minutes past this hour on a beautiful Friday. I know it's kind of humid and hot for a lot of us, but, you know, Fridays always kind of seem beautiful. Even though, honestly, my weekend never really starts till Saturday afternoon. I don't mind. I still like to celebrate Friday like the rest of us do. I'm almost wondering if the George Zimmerman jury is going to want to celebrate the weekend also by coming to a quick deliberation. Many of you have been trying to give me updates while I've been on air on what's happening with the George Zimmerman trial. We know the defense rested. The defense and the prosecution have both given their closing arguments. From what I understand, after the defense made their closing arguments, the prosecution was allowed again to make some closing arguments, and I believe those are done as well. So after lunch, which probably was between 1 to 2 o'clock Eastern time, from what I understand, the judge is supposed to tell the jury to go ahead and start deliberating, giving them the rules, etc. Now, this is the, you know, 11th hour of a weekend, which means it's about, what, 2:06 Eastern time right now. On a Friday, we got a jury of 6 moms. Moms. All right, that are probably going to want to get home to their kids. Now, when I posed the question to you all about, you know, whether you thought he was going to be completely acquitted of second-degree murder, was he going to be found guilty of second-degree murder, or was he going to get charged with manslaughter, many of you had responded with a variety of answers. Some of you with some humor, bringing up O.J. Simpson. That was pretty nice. You know, the glove don't fit. Acquit. You know, some of you want to know where I thought this was going, where I was going to put my money on. I'm not betting. Some of you actually had asked if we could set up some sort of bet and odds and, you know, some sort of a sports book on this one. No, we're not. Sorry. No, can't do that. I don't think it's even legal, too. All right. But my guess is we have an all-female jury that's going to want to go home soon. And if they all don't agree that he's innocent, all right, I am sure this compromise of the manslaughter charge is going to be probably taken advantage of, and they would probably utilize that to be able to come to some sort of an agreement and then hopefully be able to go home. That's just my guess. If somebody asked where I think this is going, okay, should it be if somebody was proven innocent and was proven that it was self-defense and, you know, proved beyond a reasonable doubt, that then he should be acquitted? That's what I thought the law stated. Okay? You know, and I know we've been talking about the George Zimmerman case all week, and we're probably going to be talking about it more. That's the number one story that's out right now, and that's what seems to be what a lot of y'all are interested in, even though we will get to some medical news and highlights. But from what we understand, laws, I think, a lot more different than we all are used to. And maybe it's because we watch television. Okay? You're either innocent or you're guilty. That's it. There's not, well, you're innocent in one case, but we could, to make sure there's no riots and make sure everybody's happy, okay, we could come up and compromise. Now, a manslaughter charge, from what I understand, can put him almost as long in jail as a second-degree murder charge. So this isn't a compromise for George Zimmerman, all right? This is a compromise to hopefully appease public opinion. Now, I don't know if these particular jurors, these particular 6 women, are going to rule depending on public opinion or not, but I think we have to realize that they may be very, very smart women. And these women, okay, may understand that their identity will be revealed after this case. And if there's already speculation and rumors and buzz that riots are ready to go, if the jurors find George Zimmerman not guilty, some of these 6 women could be concerned about their safety. And will that affect their ruling? You know, you always hear people joke right, about, you know, if it's a case that involved the mob. You know, oh, you know what? I'm not going to mess with that. I saw the juror, Demi Moore. Forget it. I got my family to protect. There's no way I'm getting involved with that. And it shouldn't be like that. I mean, a juror shouldn't be worried about their safety if they rule the way they feel. All right? That shouldn't be an issue. But in this particular case, it can be. You know, the riots made a huge media impact. Okay? And government impact as well, if the documents are correct, where the Department of Justice helped organize and fund some of these riots. So a juror could think that if they rule against public opinion, all right, or the jury as a whole, that they would have Obama, they would have the Department of Justice, and they would have half the country at least upset with them. Now, being on a jury of a case like this, from what I understand, people fought for. They fought to, I mean, people wanted to be on this jury. You get to be a juror, it's a golden ticket. Get to write books, interviews, okay? Being a juror is, now, I'm still kind of confused why. I don't think I've ever read a book of a juror. I don't think I've ever really, you know, followed anyone's celebrity career of being a juror. I think, you know, many of them just, you know, there's, you know, some 5 minutes of fame and that's it. But this is very, very different, okay? Even if they've been sequestered, I think they know what had happened prior to George Zimmerman even getting his day in trial. And it was pretty brutal, all right? You know, I mean, even the media, the liberal media kind of, you know, looking at the witnesses and even, you know, criticizing the witnesses. I mean, you know, okay, this is a trial. You know, you're supposed to be innocent until proven guilty, all right? It doesn't matter how you feel what happened during the initial arrest of George Zimmerman or not, and how you feel about the pictures, etc. One thing we could all agree on is the world judged George Zimmerman before he had his day in trial. Even if he was guilty, he was already guilty until proven innocent. So how is this jury going to rule? Are they going to try to play it safe? And if that's the case, what role do riots have on future law decisions? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. For example, purchase a six-month supply and get three Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick-fix, easy-to-store food, plus stove, fuel, and cookpot, all in an easy-to-carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab-and-go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer, or even simply to add more food to your supply, free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Before we get to medical news, Robert had made a comment about how the George Zimmerman trial is really about gun control. And depending on this verdict, it will affect future gun legislation. I think that's why this case is perceived to be as pivotal as the media is perceiving it. Okay. People get shot all the time in this country. They do. And unfortunately, young kids get shot. Young black children, white children, teenagers, people not in gangs, people in gangs. There's shootings all the time. This particular story and this particular shooting, Neighborhood Watch, CCW, profiling. This particular case embodied all the hot topics that have been in the media today. And both people involved in this were at the wrong place at the wrong time. We talked about this. Trayvon Martin, unfortunately, being in the wrong guarded community at the wrong time. Not sure what he was doing there. Not sure how much pot was in his system. Not sure if he just got lost, was a little confused, right? A little paranoid, a little angry, innocent. Not sure what was going on. We'll never know. He's dead. We can't ask him, unfortunately. You know, George Zimmerman, wrong day to go shopping, wrong night to go shopping. and then to look, see something going on, and then, you know, try and take matters into his own hands. When some of you were debating online, when we posed the question, what do you think is going to happen with the jury ruling? One of you said he's guilty because he kept following Trayvon Martin. What we have found out with the defense, and it took all these months, okay, whether you believe the defense or not, is that George Zimmerman did stop when the police told him to stop. If that's true, what the media had fed us all this time, possibly thwarting public opinion, pretty debilitating for a case. Now, why a George Zimmerman case is so intriguing, this particular one, and we've talked about this on air because this is what many of you want to talk about, and this is what many of you have emailed me about. Not really a lot of medical questions I've been getting this week, but, you know, George Zimmerman and gun control and what's going to happen, and should we be prepared for riots, and, you know, oh, by the way, speaking of preparation, big shout out to Freeze Dry Guy. I love Freeze Dry Guy. You know, they got this bug out bucket, which is phenomenal. It's kind of everything in a nice concealed safe bucket where it has all your Freeze Dry Guy stuff. Go to my website. We got a coupon code. If you use Dahlia, click on that website button to get you to Freeze Dry Guy. For those of you trying to stock up before hurricane season, et cetera, before the riots, who knows, stock up Freeze Dry Guy. Great stuff. Okay. But I don't think there's going to be riots. I don't think there's going to be riots because I think the jury is going to want to play it safe. I think they're going to take that compromise, give him manslaughter, throw him in jail. Hopefully everybody will happy and move on. People are kind of freaked out about this. They're freaked out. Okay? Extremely freaked out. All right? I know many of the police in our area already ready, getting prepared for riots. Again, I don't think the jury is going to say, you know what, he's, you know, at first it looked like it. At first it looked like the second-degree murder charge was so unprovable. You know, but then when they tried to throw a third-degree murder charge based on child abuse, and then, you know, look, manslaughter, it's a compromise, manslaughter, okay, this way you don't have to feel guilty, you know, that somebody's dead and you didn't do anything about it, manslaughter, I think that's the way they're going to go. And remember, these ladies want to go home. It's hot, it's muggy, they want to be with their kids. So, and again, I'm not accusing anybody of not doing their jury duty. I mean, they are doing their jury duty, they're there. But I think many of us could agree that if you've been on a jury for this long, okay, you know, you're going to want to go home and going to want to be with your kids. And the fact that you have kids, all right, and that there could be potential riots based on your judgment, that may weigh on some of the decision making. All right, but what's so crucial about something like this, which we've talked about, like, for example, one of our listeners just called in concerned about the gun control. You know, I mean, will this affect gun control legislation? Oh, it could. It absolutely could. You know, I mean, it shouldn't. I mean, you know, cases happen all the time. Shootings happen all the time. And again, it's horrible. I mean, it is horrible. All right. But it's extremely tragic. But there is so much going on right now politically that a case like this feeds the media. A case like this feeds the politicians. Obama being able to come out and say, if I had a son, he'd be like Trayvon Martin. Any political pundit or political, anybody who was politically advising him, okay, should have stopped and stepped back going, okay, wait a second here. All right, wait a second here. You got to be careful because you have no idea. All you know is, yeah, there were Skittles. Everybody's saying Skittles. Everybody's saying hoodie. Okay, you know, everybody's showing a 10-year-old boy, 12-year-old boy on the media. Hold on a second. Just wait till the facts come out. That's the lesson I learned with this. Do not judge anybody based on what Fox, CNN, MSNBC sends out in the first 5-10 minutes. Okay? I can't tell you how many people were arguing about a 10-year-old kid being gunned down. This wasn't a 10-year-old kid. Where did they get that? This was not a 10-year-old kid. So, you know, so... are riots already being prepared and prepped and all that? I don't know. I don't want to know. I don't want to get that scoop. But many of you, when you commented, said get ready for the riots. He's innocent. He's innocent, but get ready for the riots. And so would there be gun legislation? Would there be a reevaluation of CCW? Will there be a reevaluation of Stand Your Ground law? Definitely. Stand Your Ground law, already that leaves such a bitter taste in people's mouths. It's such a political, suicidal defense to associate with that the defense couldn't even use that in this. Okay? You know, public opinion has that much power. That much power. Your job is, if you are a concealed carry, or if you are neighborhood watch, or if you are a person being in an area where you probably shouldn't really be cutting through, just be careful out there, okay? Because whatever you thought law would do, or how law would protect you, etc., it's all different. It's all thrown out the window. Completely thrown out the window. Something could happen tomorrow. And depending on how the media portrays it, and depending on who watches the media, that could possibly predetermine your judicial fate. So my guess, like I said, if I had to put money on it, George Zimmerman will probably charged with manslaughter. The defense today, as they were making their closing arguments, said, look, okay, if you have any doubt, any bit of reasonable doubt, any doubt at all, you can't say guilty. You can't. If there's any doubt that it wasn't self-defense, you can't say guilty. That's it. And the defense is right by that. But the prosecution is also right where, well, if it was an inadvertent killing, then that could be manslaughter. So we'll see what happens. My guess is the jurors are going to want to deliberate on this extremely quickly. But and my guess is they pretty much already have an idea of where they want to go to with this. But we'll see. Okay, let's talk about some happy news. A man swam for 5 hours through jellyfish-infested waters after his boat capsized, okay? And he was able to save his family. He left family members clinging to a capsized boat, swam for 5 hours, climbed over rocks at the shoreline in pitch black to get help. Off the coast, his sister tried to keep her family alive as they clung to the boat that had capsized. I guess Contessa Riggs, 43 years old, of Washington, D.C., was fishing off the coast of Deal Island, Maryland, when her brother John Franklin Riggs, her 70-year-old father, 9-year-old niece, and 3-year-old son were caught up in a thunderstorm. The boat was only 16 feet long, and Riggs and her brother immediately knew that they were in trouble. It was sundown. Water became choppy. Wave crashed the boat, filling it with water. They tried to bucket out the water. They grabbed life jackets, made sure everyone had one. There was another wave. Second time, boat was thrown upside down. All right. Riggs' brother and father swam under to get the extra life jackets. Father was wearing a pacemaker. There were young children, so they wanted to make sure everybody stayed by the boat. Okay? I guess the John Riggs, 70-year-old retired commercial waterman from Salisbury, Maryland, organized a fishing trip. Also aboard the vessel were some of the grandchildren, etc. There was only a little bit of light left. Riggs knew that nobody was going to start looking for them. Okay? So they decided to act, take it on their own. Okay? Even with the thunderstorm, etc., he was able to make it to shore. And he got help. Phenomenal case. Phenomenal. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hey, everybody. Listen up. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of us need an act of Congress just to take a poop? Well, filibuster no more, we have Squatty Potty. Squatty Potty helps us eliminate by allowing our colon to reach proper alignment naturally. It reduces straining and therefore hemorrhoids, and we don't want those now, do we? No installation is necessary, and the Squatty Potty easily aligns with your existing toilet. You'll enjoy faster, cleaner bathroom visits all by using Squatty Potty to recreate what humans have done for years before modern man invented uncomfortable toilets. I've used Squatty Potty myself and love it. And they come in multiple shapes and sizes. To learn more about Squatty Potty, go to their website today at SquattyPottyStore.com. That's SquattyPottyStore.com. I promise you'll love it. Remember, healthy colon means happy life.
got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Air pollution is now at fault for causing 2 million deaths a year in the United States. Oh, no, I'm sorry, globally. Globally, 2 million deaths each year. Global air pollution. The study was published Friday in the Journal of Environmental Research Letters. Scientists used a number of mathematical models to estimate the effects of fine particulate matter, tiny particles or soot that penetrate deep into the lungs, the ozone, the main component of smog. The estimate they say is smaller than most previous calculations, which pegged pollution-related deaths at more than 3 million a year. The researchers also concluded that climate change has had only minimal effect on pollution-related deaths. They say our estimates make outdoor air pollution among the most important environmental risk factors for health. Okay, it is. I hands down, this pollution subject is going to be something that's going to continually come up once the George Zimmerman trial is over, because we've been talking about George Zimmerman trial to death. Once that's over, okay, you know, we got Obamacare, we got all that. Air pollution is one of the hottest topics that is just kind of lurking. And the reason why people don't talk about air pollution is because they think air pollution is boring. Air pollution doesn't have a lot of cool, exciting pictures. Okay, if you notice that in the media, people need cool, crisp pictures. A smoggy city or a hazy city or a bunch of dust type of thing. Okay, you see a couple of those pictures in the media, but no. No, it's much easier to have a picture of George Zimmerman. It's much easier to have a picture of Obama signing Obamacare to play. But air pollution not getting as much media coverage because it just doesn't seem to be as attractive a story. The problem is in the science realm, okay, air pollution is constantly being brought up as, okay, look, guys, we got to look at ozone levels, we got to look at air particulate matter, we have asthma, we have COPD. So as a doctor, I'm extremely interested in air pollution. Yeah, it's not as exciting as a George Zimmerman trial, but it's still an extremely important subject for me to be abreast of, or aware of, because I have patients with COPD, asthma, breathing issues. We have older individuals. Our cities are becoming more condensed. People are making money rural. They're going to the city. It's an extremely important topic. And I think government is trying to make movements towards, protecting our environment and other trying. I mean, I think some of these missions and some of their efforts seem to be in vain. I mean, like these electric cars. Okay, I think the idea of an electric car is way cool, but these hybrids and these electric cars, too expensive. Okay, this isn't the time to try to introduce it when people can barely take care of their own car. All right, I mean, for us, one of our cars is leased, and we struggle to even make the lease payments on that. But it's not a fancy car by any means, but I had a little Mini Cooper. So I wasn't spewing that much crap into the air with my little Mini Cooper. Got a lot of good gas mileage, but the kids were just too big. They couldn't fit into the car. So I had to get something that was a little bit more SUV-ish. Okay, lease is going to be up. I'm going to have to trade it in for something. And I'm just hoping it's something that gets good gas mileage and I can fit the kids in. That's safe. Okay, as much as I would love to get a hybrid, I would love to, because I want to think I'm doing my part. I know it's not doing enough. Not enough for me to try to break my back financially to pay for it. So, you know, being aware of recycling, being aware of things being spewed into the air. I mean, if we really want to be careful, maybe we need to look at hairsprays. Okay, remember we had to look at inhalers and change the inhalers around? Okay, I mean, maybe we have to look at the way we're barbecuing our meat. Okay, many of us are eating home. We're trying not to eat out. We're trying to save money. So we're throwing stuff on the grill. Great. Throwing stuff on the grill. Good. Saving money. Okay. Not frying. Great. But grilling meat and burnt meat could cause cancer with the PAHs and being spewed into the air. So, sometimes the more we think we're doing, the worse things could be. You know, like computers. Okay? I mean, computers have revolutionized this world, revolutionized the way we communicate, etc. Okay? But we have other public health issues now with computers. Computers are causing more and more obesity. I used to never sit in front of a computer. I could type, but I did whatever I had to do and I would move on. Okay? Now the computer is a form of entertainment. Okay? And in fact, it's almost a have to. True, I'm in radio. So, of course, I'm going to have Facebook, I'm going to have, Twitter, etc. But now, my day cannot finish until I have run the gamut of my social media, until I have written people back with their medical questions, until I have put some little funny, little snippets out there, etc., you know, making people giggle before they go to bed, giving them a thought before they go to sleep, etc., right? Talk to my mom, talk to my family. I don't have to talk to anybody on the phone. All on the computers. Okay? Well, we thought computers were bettering us. And maybe they have. I mean, look at what computers can do in healthcare, etc. But computers are also making us fat. Computers could be ruining our eyes. The LED screens could be making us go blind. So sometimes the more we do technological-wise, okay, the worse off we are. Now, let's go back into the olden days. We'd be tending a farm, right? We wouldn't have computer, would be living in small towns. Would we live till our 90s? Oh, is our life expectancy still 50? 45, 50? Okay. So, you know, keep in mind it's multifactorial. All right. Is it healthy to live in a city breathing that stuff every day? Probably not. Okay. You know, probably not. But decreasing emissions is probably a smart way to go. Okay. But make sure it's the amount of emission decrease is worth the money that's being put into it. Okay. Because unemployment is not good for health. So if it's going to take a $1 billion corporation or plant, multi-million dollars to try to fix emissions, okay, yes, they may need to work towards that. Okay, if there are filtration systems, et cetera, then maybe we need to work on not making it cost multi-million dollars. Because if they have to do a multi-million dollar turnover and fire people because of it, isn't that unhealthy as well? You know, the electronic medical record turnover, all of us doctors are going to have to be on EMR. Electronic medical records, all of us are going to have to be. Okay? And many of us agree that that would make sense in terms of doctors being able to communicate with each other, because if not, we're rerunning the same tests over and over and over again. I get that. But when electronic medical records had to be taken over, I had heard from multiple people applying at my office that they got fired because the doctor had to turn over to electronic. Now, they got fired because, number one, electronic made things a little bit more efficient, so maybe you needed less staff filing. But number two, electronic medical records cost at least $100,000 per practice. $25,000 was the cheapest price per employee. Yes, I understand there's amazing charts. I understand there's certain programs out there that have now made it cheaper. But originally, when the turnover started, extremely expensive. Extremely expensive. So telling a doctor that they had to take on $100,000 upgrade, of course people got fired. Okay? How do you incorporate that into your budget? $100,000 for a small office? Pretty difficult stuff. We couldn't. We could not take that on. And we were told you might want to wait till everybody's on the same one. Don't start buying $100,000 or taking a loan out. And in fact, we couldn't get the loan. We had perfect credit, and that was when the recession started. And the bank said, I don't care how perfect your credit is. No loan. So that's why we didn't get electronic medical records yet. All right, but I'm sure Obama's going to say, look, everybody be on this one so we could all communicate. And then that's the one we'll have to buy, or we'll have to borrow to buy. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Dr. Peter Glidden, host of Fire Your MD Now, will be in Marshfield, Wisconsin, Wednesday, July 17th at the Holiday Inn at 6 p.m. You've heard him say it on air, and now you're going to see him in person. Be sure to bring a friend, and he'll disclose the secrets to good health, and just as important, potential wealth. To know more, listen to Fire Your MD Now, or call 715-650-0909. Again, Fire Your MD Now, or 715-450-0909.
Would you like to be able to disappear, to be invisible to the NSA and Obama spying thugs? Fortunately, there are still a handful of people carrying the torch for freedom and privacy. My friend Chris Peterson is one of them, and he made a video at privacyradio.com that you need to see right now. He'll teach you how to communicate privately, take your identity off the grid, and even disappear forever. Go to privacyradio.com now to see for yourself. Hurry, though, it's just a matter of time before Obama's minions have him shut down and this information is lost forever. privacyradio.com.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Again, big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. And remember, our show is also live tomorrow at 10 a.m. Pacific time. So I guess Edward Snowden, peeked his face out, came out of a shell, and I guess is seeking asylum in Russia. He wants to stay temporarily in Russia until he could travel to Latin America. He says he has no regrets over leaking details about U.S. electronic spy networks and is seeking temporary asylum in Russia until he can reach one of the Latin American countries that has offered to take him in. Okay, well, I know there was a back and forth between Ecuador and Venezuela. He's 30 years old now. He had fled first to Hong Kong and then Russia. And like I said, he's trying to seek asylum right now in Russia. We had talked about yesterday how, a poll, has been showing that Americans, think he's more of a hero being a whistleblower than a traitor. My only problem is, I've already told you how I feel on the subject. Okay, saying the government's spying on us, yes, I think helped a lot of us. It's information we really wanted to know, even though we assumed it was happening anyway. However, if he gave secrets to China, no, that is then being a traitor. So, I mean, it's actually more cut and dry than you think. Okay, there are certain things there's a being a whistleblower, and then there's telling secrets to another country. Those are two separate things. And he may actually get credit or criticism for both. So that's where he is right now breaking news. No other news right now on the George Zimmerman case, and I'm not expecting to have any more until tomorrow anyway. Now, I want to move into this next study. We were talking about how 90-year-olds are now getting sharper and sharper and how not to underestimate our elderly population because more people are living till their 90s, and we appear to be slowly starting to fight dementia, even though we still have dementia and Alzheimer's. But we're seeing more people in their 90s and more people being able to keep their mentation. This study came out kind of interesting where they say adult diapers are going to outsell baby diapers by 2020 in Japan. They say adult diapers are set to outsell baby diapers in Japan 2020, right, as 20% of the population are 65 and older. I guess the Nikkei newspaper reports that paper companies Dayo and Nippon Paper are expanding their incontinence products, manufacturing facilities in preparation for an expected surge in demand. Quartz.com says the adult diaper market is growing by up to 10% year on year, rakes in $1.4 billion per year, and could go as much as 2.5 times the price of baby diapers. They have one of the fastest aging populations in the industrialized world, and a lot of concern because less people are making babies. Now, in America, our birth rate has dropped considerably, and they blame the recession. They blame money. They blame people being grumpy that their man or woman isn't working. It's been kind of tough, okay? I know now that we're supposed to have, you know, free birth control, maybe that's why, too. So, you know, now that you can get birth control without a copay, I really doubt that made that much of a difference. But still, $25-$30 a month adds up. Who knows? Maybe people are now able to get, maybe people are, you know, now able to get birth control that didn't. But birth rates, though, have gone down for the last few years, which is extremely concerning as the baby boomers and then the baby boomers' children age, having less and less kids to help put money into a system that is going broke. Pretty scary stuff. You know, when Congress talks about, well, our kids are going to have to pay the debt and, you know, our the future of generations with all the debt, I mean, that's just a drop in the bucket, the national debt. Okay, they have no idea what they're going to have to deal with. Okay, you know, and remember, the olden days, you would have multiple kids in the family. Not many families have multiple kids. Now, true, on America's Got Talent, there was a woman who had 12 kids. Good for her. 12 kids. So I think that family's going to be pretty taken care of. I think those kids are going to probably hopefully, you know, get a good job. Everybody's going to hopefully put money in the pot. I think they'll be able to help each other out. But we don't have those types of units anymore. Most people, you know, they have a family, okay? Kids get distressed with their parents. Parents don't like the kids. Somebody does drugs. Somebody divorces. Family breaks up. Kids move across the country, if not away in another country. And when the poop hits the fan, you don't really see that many people coalesce. You know, I love my Hispanic families where everybody kind of lives very close in terms of neighborhood. You know, one of my patients just got pregnant. We're really excited for her. I told her, your mom, and her mom is a patient of mine. Boy, she must be ecstatic, and oh my gosh, you're going to have babysitting? She's like, yeah, my mom lives a street away. You know, this idea that family lives a block away or within the same neighborhood is an old school notion that we just don't seem to perpetuate anymore. Now, mind you, some of us that, you know, don't get along with in-laws or with our own family, we don't want that, and it doesn't happen. But I got to tell you, my Hispanic patients seem to do the best because when grandma comes in, mom is there, granddaughter's there, and they know everything that's going on with them medically. That's the type of support our elderly people need, and that's not the support they're getting. I'll have a person who I diagnosed with cancer, and I'm like, look, you know, you're about to take the biggest fight in your life, but I think we could fight this. Where's your family? Let me meet them. Oh, my daughter is not going to be able to come out till next Christmas. Your daughter can't come out till next Christmas. Where is she? Well, she's in Boston. Okay, but, I mean, you're going to need some help. You're going to be having some surgery. Who's going to help you? I don't know. You're going to have to find me a home health nurse. Now, mind you, I get that. Okay? I mean, you know, I get it. You know, if you have a job and you don't get time off, okay, it's very, very hard for you to travel. You know, one thing I had done, and I had just always grown up with thinking, is that I was going to be the one in my family to help take care of the family, you know, take care of my parents. In fact, my parents told me I had to be a doctor because of that. And luckily, I wanted to be a doctor. But they had said, you know, look, you know, if you're the one that's going to be lucky enough to go to college, then you're the one that's going to have to take care of us. We took care of our parents. They took care of their parents. So I just grew up knowing I was going to have to take care of my parents. So I always planned for it, which was kind of foreign to my husband, because my husband comes from a family where everybody pretty much took care of themselves. They were very close. But nobody relied on future generations to take care of them, or they weren't open about it. So here I am going, well, we're going to have a home. We're going to have a home roughly within a couple miles of where we live. Or, you know, mom or dad is going to have to move in. I think dad may have cancer. If he finally lets us diagnose him, I can't be traveling because I can't miss work. So we're going to have to move him out here. And my husband's looking at me like, what? What are you? What's going on? I don't understand that. Don't they have a support system? Don't they have friends? Don't they have a network? They could travel to us, and why are you planning all this? Well, then dad dies of a heart attack right in front of my mom. My mom's in the hospital going, what do I do? How am I going to live? I go, look, we got a place for you. Come on out. Now, this is, of course, before the recession. Okay. Thank God we had but I was already planning. And because I couldn't have a family member far away where I couldn't travel. I needed to know that, boom, it was going to be close by because I couldn't bring down the mothership. If my income and whatever I was able to do to support the family at the time and my husband and his income too, I couldn't let the mothership fall because somebody is living in another part of the country. I brought them here. That's where, you know, we're going to set up a home base. So, you know, this is a very, very, this is an extremely fascinating report that adult diapers will outsell baby diapers by the year 2020 in Japan. And don't be fooled. The same thing can happen here in the States. And taking care of our elderly, whether it be Social Security, Medicare, is on all of us. All right, guys, don't forget to tune in tomorrow. Don't forget to follow on Twitter, follow on Facebook, and most of all, be safe. God bless.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Microplant Powder Gold. Microplant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine. Has a 100-year shelf life and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Microplant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.